Listen to the radio program on surviving in cold weather and decide if you would have survived.
Now I'd like to move on to the next item. The weather certainly seems to have taken a turn for the worse, and it looks like we're in for some heavy snowfalls in the next few days. Now, of course, every year there are cases of motorists who break down and get caught out in really bad weather. Tragically, some die. And this is even more tragic when we consider that most of these deaths could be avoided. Now we have in the studio this evening Julie Mitchell from the Canadian Automobile Club, and she's going to tell us how to stay alive if we get caught out in the snow and our car breaks down. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
So, what should we do?
Well, the first thing that you should remember is that your car is your most important piece of survival equipment you have if you get caught in a drift.
Mm-hmm.
So don't leave it unless you can actually see the place you want to get to. People have died when they needn't have because they've gotten impatient, left their cars, and got lost in the snow.
So, rule number one is stay in your car unless you can see where you're going.
Your destination.
Right. Anything else we should remember?
Oh, certainly. First of all, use your common sense. If you have to drive and know you're going to hit bad weather, make sure you have blankets, a sleeping bag, and a shovel in case you have to dig yourself out, and ideally, food and hot drinks.
Is there anything we can do to help ourselves if we're stuck, apart from keep warm, that is?
Oh, sure. You've got to keep warm, but you've also got to keep the car well ventilated. There have been cases of drivers suffocating in their cars, so have the window on the side away from the wind open a little, say half an inch or so.
Okay. What about using the car heater to keep warm?
Oh, I'm glad you asked me about this, because this can be fatal unless you take extreme care. The risk of death from exhaust fumes is high. The cold takes hours to kill you, but exhaust fumes can kill you in a matter of minutes. Before you run your engine, make sure the exhaust is completely free from snow.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, the fumes will escape into the car. Anyway, only run the engine for 10 minutes every hour, and every time make sure the exhaust is free.
Any final tip?
Yes. If you know you're setting off in bad weather, ring up your destination just in case something happens on the way. That way, if you're late, your friends will know something is wrong and will be able to tell the police to go out and look for you.
Thanks, Julie, for coming in, and I hope our listeners out there...